Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Church, say amen.
Amen.
Say yes to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give all the strength that's in your body and your soul. Say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know what you're saying yes for, but everybody got their reasons.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Sit down. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if I should preach, go and preach today. Or, I don't know. All y'all just preach for me today. Brother Ted and the pastor was in the back talking all over my message. I had to get up and leave. Oh my goodness. And others got up. So the Catalans get on it. Just kept on hitting it. Amen. I said, well, I know this is what God wants me to preach.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Is that on?
I
know this is what the Lord wants me to preach. I spoke many times on this message, you know, that he gave me through the week. See, he started with me way through the week. Mm-hmm. And I think on the scripture and what he wanted me to say. And he just confirmed it through y'all.
Amen.
Yeah, I love it when y'all help me preach.
Amen.
Huh? I love it. Thank you, Jesus. Take the, you know, preachers take a lot of strength out of you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But I just want to say, Jesus coming back.
Yes, he is.
Y'all said it like you didn't mean it, huh?
Yes, he is.
He's coming back for a church that have 3,000 members.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
He ain't coming back for the number of members that you have. He ain't coming back for that church. He's coming back for a church that have 5 members. Certain number, huh? Thank you, Jesus, huh? Is that right?
No, sir.
Something back there said, "Well, his church. How? What is his church?" Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got all, that's all right what you're saying. But he said he coming back for his church that
he built.
And what? Upon this rock.
Upon this rock.
Well, you saying it now because I'm telling you what to say. He said he's coming back for the church that he what?
That he built.
And the gates of what?
Hell.
Come on now. It was just as simple as it can be. That's the church he's coming back for.
All right.
The church that he built upon this what?
Upon this rock.
The rock is what?
This church. The foundation.
Huh? What is the rock he's going to build his church? He built his church on. What's
earth,
the rock?
Earth.
The earth.
Yes.
He called the earth a rock.
Hallelujah.
And who's the church?
We are the believers.
How is we the believers?
We've been baptized.
We obeyed his word.
Yes. Amen.
The command that he gave the disciples to do.
Amen.
Yes. In Acts 2:38.
Yes. Yes.
On the day of what?
Pentecost.
What is it? That was the what?
The day of the church.
That's the birthday of the church.
Yes.
50th day of the year. Thank you, God.
Amen.
That's when the church was born.
Yes.
Amen.
That's many synagogues, many other beliefs and stuff like that. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church.
All right.
See, the church of Jesus Christ wasn't established until he said it's going to be established.
All right.
And he told him to go where?
To the upper room.
He told him to go before the upper room. Told him to do what?
Wait.
Pray.
Told him to go where? Where did he tell him to go?
Go to Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Yes.
And wait. Pray.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. And that was the day that he started the first Church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And ever since, everybody been calling themselves a Christian. Huh? Everybody calls themselves a Christian. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The wine on the street. You know how I am when I say it. He said, he'll look you in the face. I'm a Christian. And just as drunk as can be.
Amen.
I'm a Christian. I'm born again. Ooh, Lord. You know, for a long time, a lot of people didn't understand what it meant. I'm a born again Christian. First they got the Christian, I'm a Christian. But when they got the I'm a born again, they is wore out. I'm a born again Christian. How you become a born again Christian?
You're still doing things.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You got to first do what to be a born again Christian? You got to be born of the water.
Yes, the Spirit.
See there?
Yes.
It's coming to you now. See, it's saying how old you're getting. It ain't nothing wrong getting old. That's a blessing. It's a blessing getting old. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I don't care if somebody laughs at me if I'm getting old. Especially kids always laugh at old folks. I just look at them and say, you better pray that you get where I'm at. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is coming for a church that he established.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's coming for that church. Yeah. I like to talk to people when I get up here. Y'all just have to get used to me. This is how, the style or whatever you want to call it, that I have. You know, when I get up. You know, I like the Lord to just use me in any way he wants you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm saved. Thank you, Jesus. I'm baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin. Thank you, Jesus. I am a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just like Paul said, I'm a prisoner. I'm a prisoner that must stand up for Jesus. I'm not going to wait for a disaster to come along, huh, to make me go to church. Huh? I want to be around the saints of God now.
Yeah. Amen.
Huh? When I was coming up, we had church.
Yeah.
We had church on Sunday, Monday. They might skip Tuesday, huh? Wednesday. We had just almost every Tuesday, Monday, motherboard, some on Friday.
The sister song
with the Zion. What's that Zion song? I ain't heard that song in a long time. Thank you, Jesus. What's the matter now? Yes. What's the matter now?
Huh?
People just slow for now. They just, you know, saved folks been saved for a long time. They just slow folks. It ain't nothing happening. Huh? The more nothing happening, huh? And it's stuff happening every day.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But as soon as something big happens, woo, the church won't be full.
It's full.
They don't know where we are. What little church, huh? They don't know. But let something happen. Huh? Let something big happen. Exactly. The church is going to be open.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They want to be around the saints of God.
Yes.
Woo, thank you, Jesus. Especially one that know that been in the church and they know and they slacking off and stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me get back to church.
They're going to be at church.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, we keep preaching Jesus to the advocates. He stood up in and just preached all over my message. Thank you, John. Jesus is coming.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And he didn't leave us in the dark. Jesus did not leave us in the dark. People just won't read the word.
Yes.
People just don't want to hear the word. Yesterday we went out there and passed out those flyers.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria went around. She put one on one of the man's car.
Yes.
And she walked on by her business. And that man cussed me, told me to take my garbage and threw it on the ground. I said, okay, man. Okay. Came by and gave me a dirty look. That's how that's how the world feels about God now. I don't want to say they have their reasons, but they do have their reasons. Huh? The preacher is molesting people. The preacher is stealing the money. The people is doing all the preachers and the people in the church doing the same thing they doing out there. That's why they don't want to have nothing to do with church.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody out there, they don't know what the word holiness is. Huh? Even some sitting in the church act like they don't know what the word holiness is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. That's what's happening. People are slack off. Let something happen.
Amen.
Huh? When something happens, and when they come in the church, we got to preach hard. Hard. We got to preach. I mean, anything in the word of God, we got to catch them right now. Because when 6 months is over, it's probably we might end up with two. Huh? Two left. I'm bad for two. I'm bad for one. Jesus said the angels in heaven rejoice because of what?
One soul.
Let a disaster happen in the United States. Everybody of church going to be 4 or 6 months later. They're going to be back on out there doing what they're doing. It wore off. Huh? But Jesus did not leave us in the dark.
Yes.
He gave us clues, but Ted, he didn't tell us the exact day that he was going to come. You know how I speak that. You know, he didn't tell us a certain hour he going to come. He kept that to himself.
Amen.
Only him know that.
Yes.
And only God himself know the day that he's going to say, I'm going to get my church.
Amen.
That I established on this what?
On this rock.
On this rock. He's going to get him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost feel. It's going to take the Holy Ghost to lift you out. Let everything go. Drop everything.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. It ain't going. Nothing in this world is going to heaven.
Amen.
But our souls.
Hallelujah.
Those that walk upright, righteous, in the sight of God, and when he comes in the rapture, thank you, Jesus, huh?
Yes.
To the catching away, everything going to drop. Not even your body, not even the flesh.
Amen.
It's doing nothing.
That's...
Jesus don't want nothing to do with anything no more in this earth.
No contamination.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
He's going to burn it all up. Destroy.
Amen.
Like somebody say, oh, y'all been talking that for this and that. You better be glad that you still stand up to say that.
Amen.
Every day that Jesus didn't come, be glad.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Be glad. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to Matthew 12 and 36. I want you to just get to this scripture and just hold on to it. 12 and 36. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to leave this earth. Hallelujah. You find that? It says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of what?
Judgment.
Let's read it again. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give
account thereof.
Thereof what?
In the day of judgment.
Hold that scripture. Thank you. On the day of judgment. Hallelujah. Now I'm gonna give you. I want to give you another one. Over here in Rome. Let's go to Rome. Hold on to that scripture. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not gonna bore you long, but I just don't know what God's gonna do here.
Amen.
This is the message that the church should be preaching today. This is not the time to preach tithes, huh? Mm-hmm. This is not the time to preach what a person is wearing and how they look, huh?
Right.
This is the time to preach Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And it's very, very, very close. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to 14 and 12. That's Romans.
14 and 12.
Uh-huh. Alright, would you find it? You find it, Ted? Alright.
Yeah.
It says, so then, every one of who?
Us.
Shall give what?
Account.
Of what?
Of himself.
To God.
To me?
No, to God.
The pastor?
To God.
To God.
Let's read again. So then, uh-huh.
Every one of us
shall what?
Give account of himself to God.
Thank you, Jesus. The judge? Judge Mathis?
No. To God.
Judge Judy. You know you don't want to mess with Judge Judy. she'll send you up the road. Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
But to God.
You don't have to give account to her?
No.
Huh? Or any other judge? But who?
God.
Y'all hold that scripture. Put your finger on there and just hold on to it. I'm going to go to one more. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what?
He hath done.
whether what?
It be good,
good
or
bad.
Bad.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good or bad. Other words, God, Jesus himself, got your number. Huh? And it's going to be a time that everybody that was born on this planet Earth, thank you, Jesus, is going to have to face God for themselves. They need everybody to have to face God for themselves now. But on the day that the judgment seat of Christ comes, they're going to have to give account, huh, for everything they have done.
Yes.
I belong to this church. I belong to that church. I belong to over there. I got my own religion. That's what they said to me. They said she had her own religion. I said, uh-huh. Well, on the day of the judgment, you're going to have to give account.
Yes.
When Jesus said, did you obey my word? Peter stood up and told you what to do. Did you
Amen.
Do that?
Yes.
He told you when they asked, what must we do to be saved?
All right.
I told Peter what to say.
Yes.
On the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
He stood up and said to repent first.
Uh-huh. Yes.
To become godly sorry, you must be godly sorry to Jesus. Hallelujah. Right. I told Peter to say that to you.
Hallelujah.
I told him the only way your sins is going to be removed from your soul, you must go down using my name in the water.
Yes. Baptized in Jesus'
name. Be baptized in Jesus' name. That's
yes.
what I told Peter to say to you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? And then when you come out of the water, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Get the Holy Ghost as soon as you can.
Yes.
He says you'll receive the gift of who?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is a gift.
Amen.
It's a gift. God didn't command the Holy Ghost. He commanded you to be baptized in his name.
Yes.
And then he added the gift.
Yes.
Because he knew we cannot make it
yes.
without that gift.
Amen.
So that gift is to do what to us?
Jesus.
It helps us. Jesus called the gift what?
Comforter.
A comforter. It's Jesus, the Holy Ghost. The power of God comforts you while you're here on earth.
Yes.
Nobody have an excuse to say, I'm sorry, I did wrong. I don't want to be saved anymore. Why? You can't say that because Jesus gave you the Holy Ghost
yes.
from,
Come on.
To help you make it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He's going to ask on the day that he comes, have you did these things?
Yes.
Everybody can say, well, Lord, I didn't know. Yes, you did. Huh? You mean to tell me you ain't never heard my name before?
Hallelujah.
Huh? There's a man that get up on TV and pay me all on the TV saying that he's me. Thank you, Jesus. You ain't never heard my name? Tell me everybody done went and watched the Christ, you know, the movies
mm-hmm.
about Christ.
Yeah.
There will not be no excuse when Jesus come.
Hallelujah.
Because he gave us a hint. He gave us a hint. He gave us a hint. Thank you, Jesus. Over here in Matthew's. I'm going to be brief. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew's. I'm going to make sure I got the right scripture. He gave us a hint. He did not leave us clueless.
Amen.
Huh? He did not leave us without... How is we going to know? When you gonna come, Jesus? How you won't tell us what day? You won't even tell your angels what day. So how are we gonna know you're coming? He gave us hints. If you want to read the whole chapter, when he said take heed and that no man deceive you, you can read the whole chapter if you want to. But I want to start right here about the 14th verse, 24 and 14. Matthew's. Thank you, Jesus. God, this is the message that all the sanctified, holiness, baptized, believing preachers should be preaching today. Amen?
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is the message. The message is the time is getting short. Thank you, Jesus. If we preach, the reason why things are happening in the world, because, you know, when I was coming up, the preacher used to go out there and on this corner and preach. Huh? And I knew those preachers. They went out and preached. You don't see that no more. People won't go out and preach anymore. That's why there's so much stuff is going on in the world.
Yeah.
Because we're getting cold.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Slacking.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We're not supposed to worry about somebody going to beat me up if I preach the word of God to you. Huh?
Amen.
Somebody throw a rock, hit me in the head for saying you need to be saved.
Alright.
Huh? We're not supposed to back down from that, but we're backing down. But Jesus gave us a hint. He gave us a real, real close hint that a lot of people pass by and really don't pay attention to. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto what?
All
nations. And then shall what?
The end come. So everybody is going to know. Nobody's going to have an excuse.
Every nation, every language,
mm-hmm,
is going to know.
Yeah.
If you call somebody now in China and ask them, have you heard about Jesus? They'll tell you, yes, I know who you're talking about, Jesus Christ. They'll tell you. Way over there where the Bush people is in Africa.
Amen.
They don't hear about Jesus. Huh? The nomads.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what a nomad is? It's a race of people that don't stay still. Way up in the mountain, in the snow. Huh? They heard about Jesus. Some kind of form, some kind of way, the word got to him. And Jesus said he's not going to come until what?
They heard the word.
Right. Now, you pay attention to the next verse. When ye therefore shall see, what is that word? Come on.
Yeah.
Abomination of desolation spoken by the what? And what? Stand what? What do you say?
And in the Holy Spirit.
The churches should be overflowing.
Hallelujah.
Today.
All right.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
That, no, why it's not overflowing today? Because nobody's paying attention. See, that's what's going to happen when Jesus comes.
Uh-huh.
I went to church all my life, but you not don't pay attention to the word. And Jesus comes, catch you off guard.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. Huh? That's what's going to happen. Want me to explain that to you? Abomination? Huh? I'm going to try. Moral offense. Huh? Huh? Sin of either adultery.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other word, God? Loathsome. Moral offense. That's what this means. Desolation means, huh? Neglection. Neglect. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Desolate. I could take it all the way over to overseas. How the terrorists is in. For example, they're in what's that?
Iraq,
blowing up everything.
Yeah.
Blowing up women, children, killing them dead. A place that was a city,
a
nice
city. Yes.
Now it ain't nothing but just dust, ruins, and bodies buried under it. This is happening today. Y'all watch the news?
Desolation.
Huh? This is what Jesus is talking about. Hallelujah. Y'all ready for this? Abomination. If you read your Bible and go back to the Old Testament, abomination is like the, let's just say, all sin is bad, right? But there's a sin that is so bad, huh, to God that he just can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad in the Old Testament that when they did these acts, Huh? They stoned him.
Yeah.
Killed him dead.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that sin is what? Did y'all know what I'm talking about? Abomination? Against God? Homosexuality.
Y'all hear what I'm saying right here?
The end is now.
Amen. Amen.
The day that they went, they've been having those parades in San Francisco. Me and Gloria got caught in one of them.
Yeah.
We was coming through that way and we got caught. But this year, they expected over 1 million people to attend the Gay Pride Day. And they have them in New York. They have them in other places too. This is the abomination that God is speaking of. Men with men.
Uh-huh.
Women with women. Huh? Saying that, oh, this is natural. Huh? It's not. The Bible speaks that no homosexual is going to have no parts. So how is it natural? It's not natural. I mean, I'm not crazy. Huh? I can't fatten a cat and a dog. Is that natural? That kind of messed me up. Cat and a dog. But I'm saying a human, and the human speak, they stone homosexual people in the Old Testament and kill them dead. Thank you, Jesus. It was the reason why God destroyed Sodom and what?
Gomorrah.
He didn't kill them because they were just sinning. He killed them because they were doing the abomination against God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And I have to ask myself this. Why the Lord won't do nothing now? Huh? Why don't the Lord come and throw down some fire down on these people and stop them from doing? He don't have to. He done did it. He done made the sacrifice already. He done came down here and died for our sins already. He ain't going to do the next act with Jesus is going when he come and get his church out of the earth.
Amen.
Y'all follow me?
Amen.
This is a very, very powerful place in the book. It said, when his word got to every end of the corner, right? So evidently, it have done that. Huh? The next verse that we are living today, huh, is being fulfilled.
Amen. Amen.
So we know by it being fulfilled, the Lord is about to come. Thank you, Jesus. He's about to come.
Hallelujah.
His word is being fulfilled. He speaks that my word will not go out and come back void.
Amen.
When I speak, it's going to happen. And we are living. Huh?
Amen.
We are living in the time of the fulfillment of the word of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That was terrible, Ted. We don't have to go out there and beat nobody up but Ted. Huh? Thank you. Jesus still loves a homosexual. Huh?
Amen.
He still loves them. They still got a chance. That's the reason why he haven't came. Every day that Jesus don't have a came, that's a day we can make it with Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Drunken, dope addict, thief, robber, killer, murder. Every day that they breathe, that's their chance to make it with God. God would save a murderer.
Amen.
God would save a homosexual, huh?
Amen.
God would save a thief, huh?
Yes. Amen.
A corrupt judge,
amen.
A corrupt police,
yes.
Huh? God would save those people that every moment in time that they have to breathe, or the blood is in their veins,
yes.
That's the chance they have to turn around,
yes.
And make it with Jesus.
Oh, amen.
That's how. I'm not gonna preach to no homosexual. They ain't nothing. No, we gotta preach to them too.
Amen.
Thank you. We got to preach to everybody that can have a chance. Everybody that walk on the face of earth have a chance to repent. It's up to them.
Yes.
God didn't tell us to go out and beat nobody upside the head and chain them up and handcuff them and make them come and tell you this. It's our job to tell them the end is now.
Yes.
It's coming to pass. We ain't seen nothing yet. Jesus always said that when my word get all of today, go on the computer. When you go home, I know none of y'all ain't going to do this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Go home, get on the computer, and search and see where have the word been. Huh? You may be surprised. Huh? Search to see have the gospel reached. Everybody in the United States know about Jesus. Even a little child. Huh? Know about Jesus. In the United States. Search in China. Huh? Oh. Okay. Okay. Get on a computer and start searching where the word of God have reached.
The name of
Jesus. Huh? Search it on the internet. If you find in your search that the word have been to Tahiti, huh? Been to Africa? I know that for a fact that we got churches in Africa. Thank you, Jesus, huh? We got churches everywhere, huh? And they heard about Jesus.
Yes.
And you find in your search that the word of God has been to all nations. This next scripture is what's going on now today. Abomination. Look up the word abomination. Go in the Old Testament, and when it speaks of abomination, it speaks of homosexuality. Men with men, ladies with women, and they stone them dead. Mm-hmm. Find it. It's there. Old Testament. Somewhere close around Deuteronomy. It's been there somewhere. I just don't want to look for it now. Find it. When you find the word abomination, when you find that, read it. And you're going to see that the time is now. See, the thing is, then Jesus wasn't here in the Old Testament, right?
Amen.
He was just God, the Spirit, you know, he moved on man, he talked to man, but he didn't come here in person. But Jesus was here in person when he spoke this. He was, God was on earth.
Amen.
And spoke this. He said, when you see these things, these are the signs that I am on my way.
Yes.
And if anybody don't pay attention to what the scriptures do in the church, thank you, Jesus, huh? After church, huh? I do anything that I could do to help anybody that wants to be saved.
Amen.
Thank you. But Aaron is going to say what?
Himself.
Thank you. I know that the scriptures tell me that I have to give account for who?
Yourself.
Thank you, Jesus. You're going to have every man and every child. Listen to me. Every soul. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I know he got the power to do it. Every man, woman, and child that lived and walked on this earth, dead or alive. Huh? Dead or alive.
Amen.
Died 1,000 years ago. Every soul is going to have to stand and give account to who?
Jesus.
He must got some kind of system I don't know about, because there's going to be a lot of souls. On the day when Jesus come out the sky and take my people, huh? And everybody that walked upright in Jesus' name gonna lift off this earth, huh? And fly away for them.
Hallelujah.
They've been judged.
Hallelujah.
Did y'all understand that?
Amen.
The dead that's in the ground that died in the name of Jesus died holy, resting. And we that's alive, that's still battling and fighting the devil every day and struggling to stay in the Lord and running from the devil and fighting the devil and telling the Lord to give me his strength.
Amen.
When that day comes and Jesus catches the dead and us that's alive, we've been judged.
Thank you,
but everybody that don't make it, huh?
Amen.
Dead or alive. God is going to judge them one by one.
Hallelujah.
Is he going to stand a million people or souls in front of him first? Or you said individual, didn't he? So one by one. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to the scripture. Thank you, Jesus. The scripture said how it's abomination of desolation, huh? Daniel preached it. He stood up and prophesied it. What was going to happen in the day? This is a powerful and a heavy confirmation of God's word.
Amen.
We are seeing this. Y'all have to excuse me or say, excuse me. Just excuse me. Huh? They believe what they're doing is completely right. Huh?
Amen.
And the sad part, they messing up the children. The children is confused now. When I go somewhere, if y'all ain't been paying attention, I watch the news. They got gay commercials. Y'all ain't even paying attention, huh?
Mm-hmm. No,
watch the news. You don't have to watch the news, just watch the commercials.
Yeah.
And so I said, look, Aaron, look at gay commercial. That's a commercial now.
Yeah.
Abomination.
Movies too.
Movies, oh, they got movies, they got churches. Mm. They got their own gay pride church.
Yeah.
Abomination. When you see a man and a man walking down the street, hugging up and holding themselves down the street, like they're a man and a woman together, abomination. Now they're saying marriage. Governor Brown did something the other day that I was ashamed of. When they said that gay folks cannot, you know, when they say they spouse,
mm-hmm.
not spouse, but couple, as a, between a man and a woman, well, he changed the couple between a man and a woman to spouse. Well, ain't that saying the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to change? How is it going to be a spouse to Brother Ted? Huh? The governor did that. I say that because our government is condoning it.
Yeah.
Okay? Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
They actually giving out a license for a man and a man to be married and a woman to be married who have children. I like to see y'all get together and have a child together. Ain't gonna work. This is what the Bible is saying about what?
Abomination.
Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bible. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said that a woman was going to be without their natural use. They think they're doing something. A man was going to be without natural affection.
Uh-huh.
What's that saying? It's here. My message to a gay person, wino, dope addict, is, for we must appear before the judgment seat of who? Jesus. Hallelujah. That everyone may receive what? The things done in his body.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all hear that? His or her body. That's what it means. That's my answer. Whether it be good or bad.
Uh-huh.
Nobody is going to escape the judgment of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Nobody. This is the time to draw closer to God. See, if the people that's been in the church, been around the church, they know what the church is about, if they would read this Bible and understand what God is saying, they'd be here today. This is the time to be in church.
Amen.
This is the time to be with the saints of God. Because any split second, faster than a second, Jesus would come out of the sky and say, "Here I am."
Amen. Amen.
Surprise. He's going to surprise. He said, Jesus himself going to come what? And do what? But what Jesus going to do before that? Come on now. Come get that brain going. Jesus himself to come and what?
And shout.
Shout! He's going to come with a shout.
Amen. Okay. Everyone.
Hmm?
Everyone.
God himself going to come. He ain't come to the earth.
Amen.
He's not coming here to the earth.
Amen.
And he's not coming here to stay no 33 and a half days again. He got one mission.
Mm-hmm.
Is to come and get those that live for him. Those that believe his word and obeyed his word and did exactly what he wanted, suffered for his name. Those are the people that he's coming from.
Amen.
He's not coming here to socialize and talk to President Obama, or the next president. Baby, while I'm down here, let me go down here and talk to my favorite movie star. Huh?
Hallelujah.
He ain't coming down here to have no barbecue or no fish fry. Huh?
Amen.
He ain't coming back down here and say, well, let me wallow in the beach, which I made some of myself. Thank you, Jesus. He's not coming down here to get with the gay pride parade.
Thank you.
He ain't coming down here for that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He's not coming for 4th of July, Christmas, the day that he was born. Come down and celebrate my birthday while I'm down here. Let me take some time. No, he ain't. He comes down here to wake everybody up, even the saints and all the saints that's alive, the simple people that died in Jesus, the simple people that's living.
Hallelujah.
You know why I know that?
Mm.
He said, every knee shall bow.
Yes. Right.
And every what?
Come
that who?
Jesus. He is Christ the Lord.
Huh?
Lord.
They may not believe us now about Jesus, huh? The world might not want to pay no attention to us right now. They ain't got no time to take no flyer from you. I don't want no. I got my own church. They ain't got no time for Jesus. I ain't got no time for y'all sanctified, holy, rolling people, huh? I ain't got time for that. Thank you, Jesus. But I guarantee you one thing: when Jesus come out of the sky with a what?
Shout!
Every what?
Everything.
Everything, huh? Just gonna know. You know that Jesus they were talking about? He was God. He was, oh man. It's gonna be a day of sorrow. He even says it in the Bible here. It's gonna be a day of it's gonna be the most saddest day ever.
Hallelujah.
They can drop a nuclear bomb and kill 1,000 of people.
Mm-hmm.
But on that day, when Jesus comes, it's gonna be the worst day of the human race.
Yes.
Y'all hear that?
Hallelujah.
Except us. Huh? Did y'all hear me?
Amen.
Except who? I don't know about y'all. I'm going with Jesus.
Amen.
I'm excited about Jesus. I believe with all my heart that I'm going with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is coming back for babies, huh? Children. He's coming back for the middle age, but Ted, you said me, what's your age? You don't mind telling your age, huh? What's your age? Oh, you don't want to say it. Don't say you're 25 now. No, I know you ain't 25. Huh? Watch it now. He coming back for people in their 70s? In their 80s? Huh? Young, 15 years old? Anybody that lived for him? Got the Holy Ghost? Jesus is coming back for those people. See, this is what we need to be preaching. Getting out of here.
Huh?
If a person would go and read in Revelation, see, Jesus, he is the coolest God I know. He's the only God I know. He's cool. He went back home, sitting on his throne, and talked to John. Huh? This is after he flew from the earth, went back home, sat on the throne. John, in Revelation,
yes,
the Revelator, he talked to John.
Uh-huh.
And he told John what heaven going to look like.
All right.
Huh? If more people would believe and go in Revelation and look in Revelation, and God told him what heaven going to look like.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You think I'm going to give this up? No, I ain't. I'm going to heaven. This ain't nothing.
Nothing.
Everything we see, everything we do is going to perish.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He got a place for us. Huh? He even took it even further. He got a house for you. No, not a house. I'm sorry. Excuse me. A mansion.
A mansion. Amen.
The mansion that's here on earth ain't nothing.
Amen.
It's going to crumble down. My mansion is going to be made of gold.
Oh, all right.
It's in the Bible.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus don't have to cause a disaster to make somebody come to church. The disaster is going to happen anyway. Thank you, Jesus. He don't have to do it. He done did his work. Thank you, Jesus. He guaranteed us he is not coming back down here, die on the cross again. He ain't no.
Hallelujah.
Ain't gonna waste his time. He did that already. So whatever somebody do in this life, good or what?
Bad.
He says, let him that's holy be what?
Holy still.
And let him that be unholy?
Unholy still.
When he come with a shout.
All right.
When you hear that shout, that's it.
That's it.
This time frame that we're living in right now is called the grace period.
Amen.
The love period.
Yes.
The Jesus having mercy on our life.
Yes.
And when he come in the sky and said, come my people, the grace period is no more.
Go in.
Yes.
Amen.
See, in the beginning, it was only for the Hebrews, the Israelites.
Uh-huh.
Israelites was God's chosen people. Anybody else was just an outcast and called a Gentile dog. But when Jesus came here and died on the cross, rose again, went back to heaven, he fixed it for everybody.
Everybody.
I don't care what nation you are, what race you are, he fixed it with a door. He said, I am the door.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. He fixed it where God is not going to make nobody be saved. He left it only. It's mine. My decision.
Free will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's how he set it up. A big earthquake, 10-point earthquake, if it happened, it's nature. I told him it was going to happen. And I also told him in the last days, when that stuff started happening, that means something. What does it mean? We are seeing the forecast, of the coming of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's coming back to get his church.
Amen.
Everybody that is granted.
Yes.
Huh? Jesus, the God knows those that who?
Are his.
He knows who is who.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. That the mark of Jesus Christ on his forehead. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't gonna be, oh no. Ooh, no, you're not supposed to be in there. No, no, no. How you get in there? No. Okay, you supposed to be over here. I picked you. I'm coming back to get you and hope you know that. In a moment, in the trigger of an eye,
we're
going to be where?
The Lord.
Woo, you said it, sister. Huh? In the clouds. So we change, huh? In a moment, you're right. In a what?
In a
what? In a moment. But where are we going to be?
We're
going to meet him in the sky.
We're going to be changed in a moment.
And then what are we going to do with Jesus once we change?
After the Lord.
No, what are we going to do before that? Huh? You think Jesus is going to come back down with a Studebaker? Y'all know where Studebaker is?
On the cloud.
Volkswagen? Huh? In the what?
In the cloud.
See, we ain't going nowhere until we get up on our cloud. All the saints gonna sit on the cloud. When everybody's aboard, come aboard. All aboard, huh? You better come on. We're gonna sit on that cloud, and Jesus is gonna be what? He's our pilot. He's gonna be our pilot, huh?
The only one knows.
See, we don't know how far heaven is, but Jesus knows.
Yeah.
And he's gonna pilot us all the way to glory.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
We ain't going nowhere until Jesus said, all aboard. Everybody there, everybody here, Sam, move over. Move over and get Johnny some room. Huh? Scoot on over. It's got some more coming. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be over. I believe that more than 8 people is going to make it with God.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He said it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to fly away. Don't get me started now. Now y'all know what the next thing I'm going to say. Huh? See, I'm looking for this great day. And what I'm going to say is, when that great day comes, and I'm sitting on the cloud with y'all, I mean, come on, with y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ain't y'all going?
Yeah,
amen. I'm going.
Amen.
I'm going, no matter what, I'm going with Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to live right. Walk upright. And then we get on that cloud, and we could just fly away with Jesus, but yeah. Oh, here I come. Back of the moon. Ooh, look at the moon. Huh? Come on. Venus. They're going to be still there. Mars going to be there. The planet Mars going to be there. We're going to be real close to it. We're going to pass by the stars. Huh? Do you think God's going to take us to the moon?
No.
Well, here your new home. Well, here I have the moon. I'll preserve it for you. No? Where we going is going to be beyond the universe. Behind the universe. Y'all want me to shut up? I shut up, huh? You want me to shut up? Huh? We're going to be beyond the universe.
That's right.
Anything that man could take a telescope and look up and see, we're going to be beyond that.
All right. Amen.
On the other side.
Amen.
Jesus fixed that. No rocket, no ship, not even the Martians. The aliens are up there flying around. They say they see flying around. They ain't got a ship that's tall enough to fly where Jesus is. No.
Amen. That's amen. Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus fixed it.
That's right.
There is not going to be no more sin.
Yes.
He's going to destroy sin.
Yes,
He's going to destroy the devil.
Yes.
He's going to destroy all the devil's angels.
Yes.
Everybody that didn't live right and walk right in this time of grace is going where Jesus, the devil is.
Yes, he is.
There's so many people that's going down with the devil that God had to make room.
Hallelujah.
He got to make room. There's going to be so many people. Thank you, Jesus. That ain't where I want to go. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I preach this. This is the message that God wants out. Thank you, Jesus. He's tired of these preachers getting up. And the Lord said, huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's tired of that. He's tired of the preachers, Pastor, cheating people out of money.
Amen.
Telling them if you don't pay tithes, you're going to hell. They take it that far.
Amen.
If you don't pay tithes, you can't be a member of this church. If you don't pay tithes, you can't sing in the choir. Jesus ain't told no preacher, huh, on this side of the cross, to preach no tithes. Preach tithes.
All right now.
It ain't in there.
All right now.
If any preacher, bishop want to argue with me or want to debate with me, my question would be, from Matthew to Revelation, show me what God told you to preach tithes.
All right.
Amen.
It ain't in there.
Amen.
The tithe thing done got so bad now that people actually believe when I pay my tithe, I'm going to make it with Jesus. Oh, this is a way of paying my way into heaven.
No.
If I pay a tithe, I'm going to pay $1,000 tithe, and I can get closer with the pastor.
A pastor gave me an office because I'm paying all this money in the church. Jesus said, what's the first thing he said? To be not deceived. Preachers in a Jesus name church and every other church is doing the same thing. It's all about money.
Amen. Amen.
They took their eyes off of the prize, huh?
Yes.
They took their eyes off the glory to go to live with Jesus. And it seems like to me, money has become their God. Thank you, Jesus. I say to them, when they get them to say, give your money to Jesus. Give your money to God. I mean, just stood there and told one of the biggest lies I ever told. Give your money to God. You heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, give your offering, give your money to God. Now, what is God going to do with money? You going to go to Walmart and go shopping? Collect your money. Come on now. I got to go shop. I got to buy me a new limousine. Huh? Jesus made the paper. Huh? Y'all hear where I'm coming from? He made the paper that they make the money. The tree that gets comes from the tree. He made that. What did I get your money for? The Bible says the love of money is what?
Root of all evil.
Now, why would he say that? Thank you, Jesus. But this is what's happening in our church, where the church is taking their eyes off the prize. Women is coming in the churches now with pants so tight. When I was coming up, you better not wear no pants to church. What are we doing wearing to church? Take you in the back and get you dressed. Sleeves all cut off, tore our shoes. They had all kind of things. Well, now they come up in there all tight and all just all kind of way now. Huh? I'm saved, huh? That woman shut up now, huh? You better for me to listen to God than listen to you, wouldn't you? Huh? I'm just trying to help you. What's going on? It's time. The end is here.
Yes.
I want to be in the church as much as I can. I want to be around the saints of God. I don't want to be around no devils. They're going to jump on me. You got to stay prayed up. You got to be careful now. You know, people come to church, they got devils in there. If you ain't prayed up, they jump on you. You're going to have to pray them off. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But we got to give account of what? I can't vouch for you.
Amen.
I can stand here, not judging nobody, but I can stand here and tell you to stay strong. Keep your mind on Jesus. Not just on Sunday, huh? Every day, you can keep your mind on Jesus.
Amen.
Be saved 3 times in a week.
Every day.
Huh?
Every day.
24 hours a day. In your sleep. Thank you, Jesus. Be saved. Thank you, Jesus. But this is what it's going to take for you to make it, or we to make it with Jesus. I'm sorry I stood up here and just burned your ear up and stuff, and ain't nobody threw no rock at me, yeah, a shoe at me. So I must be all right. I didn't see no shoe. I didn't have to duck. Thank you, Jesus. Just come on to church on Wednesday or whatever day. Let's be together as much as we can.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, when these things start happening in the world, I want to be somebody that's close to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want y'all to pray. My strength in the Lord.
Amen.
I've been kind of weak. You know, I don't know if it's the heat. My operation, they said I was going to be weak, you know, and stuff. And I'm starting to feel it. But y'all pray for me and my body. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.